Irakere Picón was just 2 years old when his parents brought him to the United States from Mexico on a tourist visa. They never left. In 2012, Irakere received DACA and was able to attend law school. It was around that time that he met Ariana Hermosillo. He later asked her on a date to Millennium Park in Chicago, and it was there that Irakere told her he was undocumented.
Did it make you feel apprehensive about dating me?
No, it didn't make me apprehensive. It was almost like, it's okay, it's cool, but not even fully grasping what that meant. I was a U.S.-born citizen, and I think I didn't realize that I would start living some of that indirectly through spending time with you.
So I've started working as an immigration attorney. It's weird to be undocumented. It's weird to be in those offices with somebody else who also is in the same situation. You've mentioned to me that sometimes you're scared or you're sort of nervous when I go to immigration court or when I go to ICE.
Because I imagine you going in there and talking smack and just kind of standing up for your clients. And I just imagine you saying the wrong thing. Tell me the truth. Have you ever been afraid?
I'm always afraid. When I went to my first ICE check-in with a client, it's on the fourth floor and it's just completely packed to the brim and you cannot walk around. It's very hot. It's almost suffocating. Sometimes I'm curious if they know about my status.
Yeah. And we've kind of built an unspoken system for you telling me in the morning that you will be at an ICE check-in. And then I say, please be careful. And then you text me when you're out and safe. And I say, thank God. But it does weigh me down a little bit. It is a very specific cloud hanging over us. It just feels like we're at pause. Travel plans are paused. Long-term plans are paused. You know, we want to buy a house. We really can't take too many steps in any direction until we have this resolved. So it is hard. What did our wedding day feel like for you?
I think I felt at peace.
Yeah, like it's the start of something new for us. We've been together for over 5 years now.
You've been very supportive and very caring in so many ways.
I wonder how you'll feel when you no longer have that title of undocumented person, but I'll be there with you. So I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
That was Irakere Picón and Ariana Hermosillo. Although the two were married earlier this year, it is still unclear whether Irakere will receive a green card to become a permanent resident.